AT&T won't take over T-Mobile, we'll ask why big companies are so obsessed with buying the competition.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, would you want a casino in your town? Well, the residents of Foxborough, Massachusetts will have their say soon. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 2%, 232 points at 11,999. The NASDAQ up 2.2%. S&P 500 up 2.1% right now. AT&T has dropped plans to buy rival T-Mobile in what would have been a $39 billion deal. The government was opposed to the deal because of antitrust concerns. We'll get analysis on that in a moment, but first, the details from Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Call it merger hubris. AT&T insisted the deal would improve service for consumers, and the company was so confident it could get approval from antitrust regulators, it promised to pay T-Mobile $3 billion if the deal fell through. Maggie Reardon at CNET.
They contribute a lot of money and do a lot of lobbying, and they thought they had a good argument. But ultimately, regulators looked at this and said, it's just too much concentration in the market.
With T-Mobile, AT&T would have had nearly half of U.S. wireless customers, and the company also would have picked off a rival that was undercutting them in the market with lower prices, says Carl Howe at the Yankee Group.
Eliminating this aggressive competitor was really what sent the deal south, because if you eliminate the low-cost player, then prices go up.
In August, the Justice Department sued to block the deal, and when AT&T decided the merger was doomed, it made the costly decision to back out. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Well, let's get some perspective now on mergers and acquisitions and why big companies want to get even bigger. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, Mitchell laid out the pluses there from AT&T's perspective of doing a deal with T-Mobile. Isn't the best way for a big company like that to grow to buy the competition?
Well, usually the company is sitting on a huge pile of cash and they're not using it. They don't want to give a special dividend to shareholders or even repurchase their own stock in the market, which is what they do if they really felt the stock was undervalued. So they take this cash, they go out and get bigger companies. But the problem is large mergers never succeed, almost never. You've got a clash in corporate cultures. The highly talented people leave first. You don't have any growth because you're spending all your time slashing and burning the acquired company to get the expenses down to pay for the deal. Customers, again, were the big losers because fees and charges go up. So the only ones who really win are the CEOs. The bigger the company, the bigger the paycheck.
Well, what's the alternative then if you're a big company, if you're not going to buy the competition? How do you grow?
Smaller companies do make good acquisitions. Food companies buy specialty food companies. Drug companies buy the smaller innovative pharmaceuticals. Technical companies will buy a product line that fits an existing lineup. These are called bolt-on mergers, and these are very good strategic mergers. But the large ones, unbelievable, simply because you never have the ability to get them to grow again. So it'll be years before anything turns around. But smaller ones do work.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
The cities and towns of eastern Massachusetts are fighting over which one of them should be home to a new casino and all the jobs that come with it. The state recently legalized casinos, and developers want to build one next to Gillette Stadium in the town of Foxborough. That's where the New England Patriots play football. But as Kurt Nickish reports from WBUR in Boston, many Foxborough residents are playing defense.
Any given Sunday, Patriots fans swarm the Boston suburb of Foxborough to cheer on Tom Brady. Now, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, wants to give people another reason to come, a billion-dollar resort casino.
Here we have an opportunity in this community to create 10,000 new jobs.
and bring in $10 million a year in taxes. Kraft is teaming up with Las Vegas casino magnate Steve Wynn, but so far the respected NFL owner is finding it's easier to win 3 Super Bowls than it is to win over area residents like Larry Kerr.
I'm a big casino player.
Kerr even goes once a week to nearby casinos in Connecticut, but he doesn't want Kraft to open one next door to the stadium and Kraft's outdoor shopping mall called Patriot Place.
I think it's ridiculous putting one up here. It's got a shopping plaza. He's got the team. Does a good job with them. I'm a big Pats fan too, but enough's enough. The traffic's bad enough now.
How worse could it get than a Patriots game?
Standing along the lone highway that runs past Gillette Stadium, Joe Hale admits traffic backs up for hours on game days, but he says cars on the move are a sign of a local economy on the move.
Motor vehicle traffic, going by your location, somebody's bound to stop and buy.
Nadine Wahabi can attest to that. She's selling lottery tickets inside a convenience store along the highway.
Listen, guys, I'm giving winners, except for you.
Wahabi says the store goes crazy on game days. A casino would boost business all week long. Casino fans like her and casino opponents get to jaw about this for months. And it's not just Monday morning quarterbacking, because before any casino can go up, the town gets to vote. In Foxborough, Massachusetts, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
And finally to the town of Prosper, Texas, where police are handing out tickets to good drivers. Well, gift certificates, actually. According to the local NBC station there, police want to reward proper seatbelt use and drivers who obey the speed limit. So they're giving out gift certificates in parking lots. So that means if you do get pulled over on the highway in Prosper, you probably are still getting a real ticket. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, what about 1,000 jobs?
Kodak decided, let's let the camera business go. And it went to Japan. With digital, you make your money by selling cameras.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What Kodak learned from that mistake back then could mean more jobs now. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.